This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a very good late afternoon to you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie High School as we kick off our coverage of high school baseball here in spring 2023. The Redskins meet the Botkins Trojans. It is game three for Fort Loramie, game two for Botkins. Fort Loramie 1-1. Botkins 0-1. Fort Loramie defeated Anna in game one on Monday 4-0. Big strikeout performance from Maverick Krutich on the mound. And then on Tuesday night, Coldwater shut out Fort Loramie here by a score of 3-0. Botkins in its opener was defeated by Covington on Monday night by a count of 10-3. You may enjoy our online broadcast here today as you watch the Cincinnati Reds open up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Beautiful weather, not a cloud in the sky. Breeze blowing in here at Fort Loramie from the southwest. It's 320 down the left field line, 305 short porch to right, 360 straightaway center over the M in Loramie, and 345 in the gap in left center, 340 to the scoreboard in right center. Last four times these two clubs have played over the last 2 years, Fort Loramie has won them all. 10-0, 10-0, and 10-0, and 12-2. Botkins finished 500 the last two seasons under five-year head coach Jason Jones. This is year six for Jeff Sanders, the mentor of the Fort Loramie program. Last year, the Redskins went 24-7, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League to tie for the top spot with Rushi. The two clubs split during the regular season. Fort Loramie lost to Rushi in the regional championship. Redskins defeated Minster and Van Wert Lincoln View during the season. Lincoln View was the state runner-up to Rushi, which took all the marbles. Great season for the Rushi Raiders, a club we'll be covering often this spring. Jason Jones is a noted year five for Botkins. 13-13 last season, 5-7 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Defeated Spencerville and Anna during the regular season. Lost to Newton in the sectional year before in 2021, a 14-14 mark, a 3-9 in the SCAL. Botkins swept doubleheaders over Anna and Lima Perry, won two big sectional games over Lehman Catholic and Newton, beat Newton a higher seed in the sectional championship that year in the spring of 21 before losing to the Rushi Raiders. It'll be right-hander Gabe Hart on the mound for Fort Loramie, left-hander Brant Berger on the bump for Botkins. We'll return with starting lineups, and we'll have more from here at Fort Loramie in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. It is a gorgeous late afternoon for high school baseball as we launch our coverage of spring sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Weather permitting, we've got Rushi and Versailles from the Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark on Saturday afternoon. Airtime 2:30, first pitch at 3, Rushi Versailles on Saturday. Of course, the Rushi Raiders, the defending state champs in Division Four baseball. Starting lineups here today, Botkins against Fort Loramie as the Redskins host in the first of two meetings between the two SCAL opponents, the Trojans and Fort Loramie. Botkins opens up with second baseman and junior Hunter Lenhart at the top of the order, batting second, senior shortstop Carson Motter. Hitting third is the senior third baseman Brant Metz. In the cleanup spot, the catcher, sophomore Levi Fry. In right field, batting fifth, sophomore Corey Koenig. In the sixth spot, the senior, the pitcher, Brant Berger, a southpaw. Batting seventh, freshman DH is Phil Hall. He'll DH for the third baseman for the, or I should say the left fielder for Botkins, Carson Steinke. So it's Hall in left field batting seventh. Hitting eighth, freshman Elijah Schuler, the first baseman. In batting ninth is the center fielder, a ninth grader, Adrian Kraska. That's the starting lineup for the Botkins Trojans. Head coach, fifth-year man Jason Jones. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Maverick Grudich is at the top of the order. Shortstop, junior, he bats first. Dylan Sanders, third baseman, senior, number two in the lineup. Brothers Calvin and Roger Hoying hit third and fourth. Calvin Hoying, first baseman senior, in the third hole. In the cleanup spot, Roger Hoying, DH, and a junior. Batting fifth, Colin Lessing, second baseman, a senior. Sixth, Will Hoying, junior, catcher, behind the plate. Batting seventh, Logan Eilerman, center fielder, a senior. cousin to Darren Eilerman, batting eighth, right fielder, also a senior. In batting ninth, Max Kottner, the left fielder, a senior for Fort Loramie. Jeff Sanders, head coach of the Redskins in his very first year in 2017-18. The Redskins won the state title under the mentorship of Coach Sanders. Fort Loramie with six straight comeback wins to close out that campaign and win the title at Huntington Park in Columbus. We'll return momentarily with our first pitch back in a couple of minutes. It's our opener for high school basketball, or I should say high school baseball, this spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fort Loramie and Bodkins from the Redskins High School Baseball Stadium. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move. Move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Witt. Bodkins Trojans taking infield practice before the first pitch of today's game. A Shelby County Athletic League encounter between Fort Loramie and Bodkins. Redskins have got a scheduled twin bill on the road to Triad this coming Saturday, then a home date with Marion Local next Tuesday on the road to Jackson Center 1 week from today. And then a week from Saturday morning, Fort Loramie plays Minster at Wapakoneta. First pitch time set for 10 a.m. We plan to cover that game for you. That is Saturday, April 8th, airtime 9:30 a.m. from Wapakoneta, Fort Loramie against Minster. Bodkins, after tonight, takes on Ridgemont in a twin bill at Bodkins this coming Saturday. A home date with Jackson Center next Monday. Also a home game with Yellow Springs next Tuesday. On the road at Fairlawn next Thursday for the Bodkins Trojans. Next Thursday, we hope to bring you the game between Anna and Houston, two Division III SCAL clubs. That would be next Thursday from Houston. Airtime at 4:30, first pitch at 5. Again, if the weather cooperates, we've got a big game for you on Saturday afternoon from Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark. First pitch at 3, airtime 2:30, Rushi Versailles. And then we'll swing back and do SCAL action next Thursday, Anna and Houston. We're back with the first pitch in a couple of minutes. It's right around the corner. Our opening game of the high school baseball season. Fort Loramie entertaining Bodkins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only throughout the sports season. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram also in Fort Loramie. I'd like to tell you all about the big Fort Loramie raffle coming up. It's held during Liberty Days in July, and some 2,000 tickets will be sold. They're going fast, 80 prizes. You got a 4% chance to win, pretty good odds. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's in Fort Loramie. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Takes place in Fort Loramie during Liberty Days in July. First pitch upcoming, Fort Loramie and Bodkins, in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, seconds away from our first pitch. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And we've got the Fort Loramie Redskins on the field, attired in the red with black trim, black caps. Bodkins Trojans, the gray pants, the black sweatshirts with the gold piping, gold bills on the caps. And we are just seconds away from our first pitch here this afternoon from the Fort Loramie Baseball Complex, which is in ideal shape. It'll get even greener as the spring progresses. All set for our first hitter for the Bodkins Trojans, stepping in. A little bit of a crowd filtering in. Had a nice group of fans here in attendance for our Tuesday night game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Coldwater Cavaliers. I made the rounds throughout the area and took in the Ruchy-Minster scrimmage, which was played on Tuesday night, and saw some of the New Bremen-Houston game at the Fine Park at Houston. It's a field of dreams, that Houston baseball complex. Opening hitter steps plateward for the Bodkins Trojans. As I find my lineup sheet, it's Hunter Lenhart from the left side. Wears 21 on his back, and he looks at a ball. Gabe Hart on the mound for Fort Loramie, his first appearance of the year. Infield up at third in the person of Maverick Grudich, or I should say Dylan Sanders for Fort Loramie. Grudich, medium depth at short. As the hitter, Lenhart, fouls to the screen, a ball and a strike. Outfield up pretty snug from left to right for the hitter, Lenhart and Bodkins. He's got a fairly sizable gap in left center. Hart into his motion. There's a fastball in the inside corner at the belt for strike two. 1-2 on Lenhart. Second baseman for the Fort Loramie Redskins is pulled around to the right toward first base in the hole. Checking signals here for the 1-2 pitch is Hart. At the glove in front of the chest, spins into action. Curveball missed the outside corner, 2-2 on Lenhart. As I mentioned during the pregame, Bodkins Trojans finished 500 last 2 years overall, going 27-27. Here's a ground ball to second on the 2-2 pitch. Easy play, medium depth at second base for Fort Loramie. And a toss on to first for the out. One up, one away for the Bodkins Trojans here in the top of the first inning. Routine play for Colin Lessing of the Redskins, who dealt the throw on to Calvin Hoing. Carson Motter comes plateward. Motter stands about 6'2", swings from the right side, unlike Lenhart, who hit from the left. Outfield a bit deeper for Motter. Senior looks at a pitch, a strike right at the hollow of the knees on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Hart will take that pitch all day long. Pitchers love a good low ball strike umpire. That pitch is behind the hitter and goes to the backstop. A ball and a strike. We had a little more wind here about 30, 45 minutes ago from the southwest blowing in here at Fort Loramie. It has subsided significantly, and it's quite still here at the park. A ball and a strike on Motter. 1-1 pitch, yes sir. Just above the knees, outside half of the plate, 1-2.
That's a nice pitch.
Yep, Hart spotted that one nicely as the hitter, or I should say Hart spotted that pitch nicely. Motter looked it over, and he's in a hole at 1-2, fouls to the screen, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2. Outfield straight away for Motter, a bit deeper than for Lenhart, the previous hitter, as I noted. Here is the pitch by Hart. It's a breaking ball lined in the hole between third and short. A clean knock for the number two hitter for Bodkins, Carson Motter, as he strokes a single to left. Brant Metz, the third baseman, a senior, steps in also from the right side. And let's see if Jason Jones of Bodkins has something going on here with Motter down at first base. The hitter, Metz, has his feet split far apart at the plate, swings through the first pitch, nothing in one count. Infield, a double play depth for Fort Loramie. Redskin shortstop Grudage hanging out a little closer to the second base bag. Here's a wild throw to first, and it goes down the right field line. Motter scurries to second, makes the turn. He looks. Throw comes back toward the pitcher's mound, and Motter hangs on at second base. Error on the pickoff attempt by Hart. Motter down at second. One out, runner in scoring position here for the Botkins Trojans, top of the first inning. It's a strike on Mets. Hart, long look back at second. That ball bounces to the plate and rolls away from the Fort Loramie catcher to the screen. Motter hustles on down to third. That's going to be a wild pitch. A ball, a strike on Mets with one down, top of the first inning here for Botkins. Fort Loramie catcher Will Hoing did everything he could to keep that ball in the vicinity of home plate, but just could not block it. 1-1 pitch by Hart. Just missed outside. Close. 2-1. First base open, but I'm sure Hart and his battery mate behind the plate, Will Hoing, would like to retire this hitter right now. Swing and a foul ball over the screen, evening up the count at 2-2. Sunlight glistening down on the outfield here at Fort Loramie as the wind kicks up a little bit more from the south. Blowing in now from left center field. Another foul. That pitch is spoiled, out of play to the right by the hitter Metz, who's hanging in there at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Brant Metz, third baseman, senior for Botkins. Runner at third, Carson Motter for the Trojans. Here's a pitch by Hart. Curveball, ooh, around the plate. Missed inside. Count goes full, 3-2. Hoing, the catcher, held the target right there. Didn't get the call from the plate umpire as the pitch missed the inside edge. Full count pitch to Metz. Swinging a ball sky to medium depth in right field. Should score Motter, who tags. Here comes the throw. Coming in on a slow hop, it hit in the grass halfway between first base and the plate. And Motter slides in safely. Good arm of Darren Eilerman in right field. But the thick infield grass didn't allow Fort Loramie to get a good skip on the ball to the plate. And Motter beat the throw. And Botkins takes the lead, 1-0. Good at bat from Brant Metz, who skied to right field, gets credit for the sack fly. Levi Fry, cleanup hitter for Botkins. Catcher, a sophomore, steps in and looks at a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two on him. So Botkins strikes first. On top, one zip. Here's a line foul right over our heads. We're positioned between home and first. Fort Loramie dugout right below us. And had that ball been about 5 or 6 feet lower,
we would have had a problem.
We would have needed a mitt.
I got here quick.
We would have had to grab a glove fast. Here's a high pitch above the letters. A ball and a strike with two out in the top of the first for Botkins. The right-hander, Gabe Hart, with no one on now, a run in. Throws a curveball, hangs inside, and clips the batter in the hip. Hit batsman Levi Fry on down at first. Corey Koenig, sophomore right fielder, hits now for Botkins. Runner at first, the Trojans catcher Fry. Looking down at third, don't see what I believe to be any significant signals. Short lead by Fry at first, Hart in the stretch. Swing and a miss at the plate. Nothing and one on Koenig, who had a good rip at a high fastball. We're in the top of the first inning. Bodkins 1, Fort Loramie nothing. It's our first broadcast of high school baseball this spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Weather permitting, we've got Rushi and Versailles for you on Saturday at 3. Here's a steal attempt by Bodkins, and it's not a good one. Great throw from the Fort Loramie catcher, Will Hoing. He shoots it down to the shortstop, Drudich, who applies the tag out at second base as Fry is out stealing with two down here in the first to end the top half of the initial frame. Bodkins scores. Trojans lead it 1-0 over Fort Loramie, which comes to bat in the bottom of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie comes to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 1-0. Maverick Grudich, the junior shortstop, Dylan Sanders, the senior third baseman, and Calvin Hoing, the senior first baseman, will come plateward for Fort Loramie. Let's line up Bodkins for you defensively. On the mound, left-hander Brant Berger wears number 9 on his back. Infield from third around to first, Brant Metz at third. Carson Motter is at shortstop. Hunter Lenhart at second. First baseman is freshman Elijah Schuler. Opening pitch, a strike to Maverick Grudich of Fort Loramie. In center field is Adrian Graskop for Bodkins. The battery is Berger on the bump, and the catcher is Fry. Second pitch to Grudich, an easy two-hopper to short. Right in front of it, Motter snaps the throw on to first for the out. Fort Loramie, one up, one down here in the top of the initial frame. Dylan Sanders, third baseman senior, who pitched in relief on Tuesday versus Coldwater. The left-hander Berger throws a ball below the knees. 1-0 on Sanders. Outfield for Bodkins, interestingly, shading these Fort Loramie hitters much deeper than Fort Loramie played Bodkins in the top of the first inning. Swing and a high foul out of play between home and first off the bat of Sanders. A ball and a strike. Let's take a look at the Bodkins infield third baseman up at the edge of the grass, trying to take that bunt away. That's Brant Metz. Sanders, feet about 15 inches apart, stands right in the middle of the box. Pitch by Berger. A high changeup, 2-1 the count. One down for Fort Loramie, bottom of the first inning. Bodkins on top, 1-0. Having scored an unearned run in the top of the first inning. Berger whips a pitch in there. It smacked on one hop to the shortstop for Botkins, who has his second assist here in the first inning. Easy play for Motter, who rifles a throw on to Schuler at first. Two are down for Fort Loramie. Very thick infield natural grass here at Fort Loramie, not allowing the ground balls to skip through the diamond. Calvin Hoying, the first baseman, steps in, looks at a pitch, thigh high, outside corner, it's a strike. Nothing and one on Hoying. Botkins in the lead, one zip, bottom of the first inning. Wind blowing in from left center right now. There's an off-speed pitch that's quite lofty above the bill of the cap of the hitter. A ball and a strike on Calvin Hoying. Outfield very deep in left for Hoying. Berger fires. Hoying swings and misses. Good change up on the outer half. And he whiffed over the top of it. Two and one on Hoying. Or I should say one and two. Pitcher's count. Berger stretches. It's not the traditional windup look. It bounces behind home plate. Two and two count on Hoying. Carson Steinke in left, quite deep for Botkins. He's probably a good 275, 280 from home plate. Here's the two ball, two strike pitch with two out, bottom of the first, low and away, and it's full on the Fort Loramie hitter, Calvin Hoying. Full count, three and two, no one on, two down for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the first. Berger motions toward the plate, and the hitter, Hoying, uses pretty good judgment and looks at a pitch just a tiny bit high, and he walks. He's on at first. Only on Hoying was that pitch close to being called a strike. Sizable hitter at the plate, about 6'3", 6'4". And he took it just a smidgen upstairs. He's on at first with a short lead. Brother Roger Hoying steps in, a junior. And he looks at an opening pitch, a ball upstairs. 1-0. Tying run at first for Fort Loramie. Two down, bottom of the first inning. 1-0 pitch to Roger Hoying.
Yep.
And that is a balk signaled by the base umpire in the middle of the diamond, as apparently Brant Berger's leg broke that plane that runs somewhere between the mound and the first baseline. There's an imaginary right angle, and if that leg crosses that plane toward the plate, he's got to come to the plate.
Yep.
And he didn't. He threw the ball to first. Here's the pitch to Hoying. Yes, strike. Just above the belt on the inside corner. 1-1 count. Make a note, Calvin Hoying balked to second. Fort Loramie now with the tying run in scoring position. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning for the Redskins, who trail Botkins 1-0.
He didn't come back with a strike, though, so he didn't let that bother him too much.
Swing and a miss. Pitch was up and away to the hitter, Roger Hoying. And he went hacking at it, 1-2. Second baseman Lenhart for Botkins cheating toward the second base bag. Trying to keep Calvin Hoying close. He'll have a head start with two outs on a base hit to the outfield. But Lenhart is trying to negate some of that. Here's a steal attempt for third, and the ball is swung on, rifled to left center. Center fielder on the dead run. It's Krauskopf for Botkins. Goes to his keister to try to make a brilliant catch, and he can't hang on. And it's a long single to deep left center for Roger Hoying. And thanks to the balk, Calvin Hoying romps home from second base to tie up the game. Boy, the game of baseball, high school baseball especially, is all about margins. The little things add up. A balk in this inning enabled Calvin Hoying to move up from first to second to scoring position. And Roger Hoying got the base knocked to left center. Nearly a great catch out there by Krauskopf. Here's a ball blooped into short left field off the bat of the next hitter for Fort Loramie, and it falls for a shallow single beyond the shortstop in front of the left fielder. A base knock on the play for Colin Lessing. So Lessing singles, bringing up Will Hoying with runners at first and second and two down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the first. All of this base running activity after two were retired. Of course, in the top of the first inning, a poor throw by Fort Loramie enabled Bodkins to move a runner up. Eventually, after a hit batsman, or I should say prior to a hit batsman, Bodkins produced a sac fly. Here is the one strike pitch to the next hitter for Fort Loramie, a ball outside, 1-1, the count on Will Hoying. Roger Hoying out at second, Lessing at first. They both get king-size leads. Berger Piers back at second, comes to the plate. Ball popped right around home plate. The catcher, Fry, trying to find it. He lurches in front of the plate. He can't hang on. The ball hits his mitt. The batter runner for Fort Loramie held up halfway down and then took off when the ball landed on the ground. And he's safe, no throw, and they're loaded. That is a tough error for the catcher, Fry, of Bodkins. Sometimes those fly balls, those pop-ups directly over your head are tricky.
And you don't find them right away, nope. And then you got the sun to contend with, so tough fly.
It was in the mitt and out. Clearly scored as an error, no question about it. Bases full. Logan Eilerman swings. It's a ground ball up the middle toward short. Motter gobbles it up, flips to Lenhart, out on the force at second base. And Fort Loramie leaves three here in the bottom of the first, but ties up the game at one. We go to the second. Bodkins 1, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only throughout the high school sports year. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Second, you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft close doors and drawers, choose from 17 colors and styles. And third, you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Bodkins batting here in the top of the second. First pitch is a strike, second pitch fouled between home and third. 0-2 count on the hitter. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook. Tell Darren Yankst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Two-strike pitch is looped into short right field. Second baseman for Fort Loramie drifts back that way and makes the catch. Easy one for the second baseman for the Redskins, who hauls it in. That was off the bat of Corey Koenig of the Bodkins Trojans. Right fielder, sophomore, batting in the spot just completed. Brant Berger, the pitcher for Bodkin, steps in, and it's a strike. He's down in the count, 0-1. Nothing and one on Berger. Fort Loramie and Bodkins, one apiece. Top of the second inning, one out for the Trojans after Koenig was retired. Second pitch, fouled behind home plate, 0-2. So much of pitching is all about getting ahead of the hitter. And then the batter at the plate's got to be far more vigilant. He's got to protect the plate and take some cuts. If the pitcher has the edge in the count, that one's a little low, and it's a ball and two strikes on Berger. 1-2 on Berger. Left-hand pitcher swings from the right side. Curveball chopped up the third baseline, foul. 1-2 count. It is amazing to me how much more shallow the Fort Loramie outfield plays Bodkins hitters than the Bodkins outfielders have played Fort Loramie hitters so far. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Berger goes cutting at it, and he's down on strikes. A K for Hart, who's maybe finding somewhat of a groove. Phil Hall, the freshman DH, stands in from the right side for Bodkins. Feet well spread apart deep in the box. Hart motions toward the plate. That's a curveball. Yes, a strike above the thighs on the outside half. Nothing and one on Hall. Hart twisting and turning on the mound. Fastball, good one. Strike two. He had some steam on that pitch.
Nice follow-up to that curveball.
Nothing and two on Hall. He had a good rip at the last one. Hart's ahead in the count, and he spots a slider low and away. A ball and two strikes. Top of the second, Bodkins 1, Fort Loramie 1. Each team tallying a run in the first frame. Uh-oh, pitch on the outside corner at the belt as Hart whipped a fastball in there, and Hall looked it over and is called out on strikes. A two-strikeout second inning for Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the second. Fort Loramie 1, Bodkins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years
years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are big building components for these two teams here today. Each club wants to get off to a good start, hoping the pitchers will settle in, and that's been the case. Each team's offense produced a run in the first, and Hart was really in a groove in the top of the second for Fort Loramie. Brant Berger back on the mound here for Botkins in the bottom of the second. Darren Eilerman, the right fielder, hits for the Redskins. First pitch by Berger, grounded to first, right at the first sacker for the Botkins Trojans, Elijah Shuler. He gobbles it up, steps on the bag, and there's one down. Hey, don't forget there are key building components for these two teams, just like there are key building components for Francis Schulze in Rushi, which can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Big swing here on the first pitch to Max Kottner for the Fort Loramie Redskins, and he shoots a single into left, about 15, 20 feet fair along the left field line, and the left fielder for the Botkins Trojans scampered over, scooped it up, got it back to the diamond, and Kottner is on at first with a base hit to left, single for him. Back to the top of the order, here's Maverick Grudich ahead in the count, a ball, no strikes. Kottner at first with a lead of about 5 or 6 feet. Berger, the left-hander, stares at first, pitches to the plate, ball two. Berger behind 2-0. That can spell trouble for you as a pitcher, if you start falling behind with runners on. 2-0 pitch. And we've got it's not a hit and run, it's a straight steal. And it's a good one. Fine jump on the play by Kottner, who steals second base. Throw is down, but very late. Pitch was a strike just above the knees. 2-1. 2-1 on Grudich. Tie-breaking runner out at second for Fort Loramie. One down here in the bottom of the second. Berger throws to Grudich, who looks at a pitch just a little bit high. Oh, it was close. And it's a 3-1 count on Maverick Grudich. He was out in the first on a ground ball to the shortstop, Motter. Motter to the first baseman, Shuler. Pretty big lead for Kottner out there at second. Pretty stiff wind blowing in now from left center in toward home plate. Now, I doubt very much if we'll see one hit out of the park here today. 3-1 pitch to Grudich. Hitters count. Way wide outside, not even close. So now Fort Loramie's got two on with one down here in the second. Game tied at one. And Dylan Sanders hits for the Redskins. Sanders was out short to first on a ground ball in the first inning. Sanders, feet close together, middle of the box. Wraps a ground ball to Motter at short. Motter's got it. Flips onto Lenhart. Hard slide at second. Lenhart can't wheel and throw to first. Good effort down there at second base by Fort Loramie. Nicely done by Grudich, who hit the shins of the second baseman, Lenhart. He could not convert the double play. And as a result, Fort Loramie is still alive here in the second inning with runners at first and third. Sanders is on at first. Sanders is going on the first pitch of the plate here, and Calvin Hoing fouls to the screen. Sanders returns. One strike on Hoeing. Runners at first and third for Fort Loramie. Cotner's at third. Sanders at first. Game tied at one. Bottom of the second. Two away. Pitch to Hoeing. Breaking pitch low and in. No throw to second. Sanders in easily. One ball, one strike count on the batter, Hoeing. And now Fort Loramie's got two in scoring position. Boy, the two out base hits with runners at second or third. Uh-oh. Pickoff attempt at third base, and Botkins works it to perfection, and Cotner's nailed. What a play by Berger. Nice. Berger stepped off the mound and threw a seed to Brant Metz, and Cotner was down the line a bit too far, a good 10 feet. That was a step too much, and he was picked off. We go to the third inning. Botkins 1, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Top of the third inning here at Fort Loramie, and the batter Elijah Schuler for Botkins. The first baseman takes the ball, and then he spanks a foul right at us here in the press box. Just a foot or two to our left. 1-1 count. Gabe Hart working plateward. Swinging a ground ball. Slapped to second. Gobbled up the Lessing. And he flips a throw onto first. Out. First hitter for Botkins retired in the top of the third inning. Schuler grounds to Lessing.
You notice how that ball just kind of died. That grass is so long, it's holding it up.
Yeah, ground balls are not zipping through the diamond. No question about that. That ball was slowed considerably for Lessing. Ninth hitter for Botkins steps in. Adrian Kraskop, freshman center fielder, a strike on him. Top of the third, game even at 1. Hart strides forward, pitches to the plate. Ooh, just missed outside. Fastball, one of each, 1-1. Botkins scored first in the top of the first inning. Fort Loramie answered. Swing and a miss, strike two. Hart's picking up speed as he moves along. He got two Ks in the second. Retired Botkins in order. And he's gotten the first hitter here in the second. The pitch to Kraskop. Yes, sir. Strike three called. Good fastball, belt high, outside half. Three strikeouts in the last four hitters recorded by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie. Two down, back to the top of the order for Botkins. Hunter Lenhart steps in, the second baseman, a junior. He grounded out Lessing to first to start this game off. First pitch to him, swing and a miss, strike one. Low and in, breaking ball by Hart. Lenhart swung over the top. High fastball, one of each. The ball a strike. This the second Shelby County Athletic League game for Fort Loramie, which beat Anna 4-0 on Monday. Here's a fake bunt attempt, and looking at the pitch, strike two. The hitter glanced at the ball coming by, didn't lay the bunt down, and Lenhart is down in the count, 1-2. Hart fires to the plate, well off the outside corner, 2-2, the count on Lenhart. Lenhart deep in the box, feet about a foot and a half apart, motions to the plate umpire that he wants time, and he gets it. Two balls, two strikes, two out for Botkins in the top of the third. Fort Loramie 1, Botkins 1. Gabe Hart swings into action. Pitches down below the knees, and it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Lenhart. Left fielder Kottner well up in the grass and left, playing the hitter very short. High foul between third and home as Lenhart popped to the third baseman for Fort Loramie. Nicely done in the play, but Dylan Sanders, who came racing down from his third base position and caught the ball at the home plate end of the Botkins dugout. Good effort by Sanders. Tough play. He hauled it in to retire Botkins here in the third. We go to the bottom of inning number three. Fort Loramie 1, Botkins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, and Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. And LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We would not be here talking to you today if it were not for LaCal Equipment, which got us off the ground. A one-strike pitch to Calvin Hoying here for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the third is popped to third, and it's an easy play on the diamond for the Botkins Trojans, hauled in by Brant Metz, several feet to the right of the third base bag, and there is one out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of inning number three. Here's a swing to Roger Hoying, and he spanks the line drive to right center field, and it's in up the gap, a base hit. It's going to be a double for Roger Hoying, who turned the corner at first and dashed to second easily. Perhaps a slight misplay out there in center field by Adrian Kraskop of Botkins. And at second is Roger Hoying for Fort Loramie. He's the go-ahead man. So a pop out by Calvin Hoying to start the third. Roger Hoing doubles to right center. Colin Lessing steps in. A chance for a go-ahead ribby for Colin, who takes a bouncing ball to the plate. 1-0 on him. Outfield deep and left for Lessing. Shading Lessing a little bit to the right is the right fielder Koenig. He's over toward the line. Pitch to Lessing high above the helmet. Runner down at second for Fort Loramie. The go-ahead in the person of Roger Hoing. Berger into the stretch. Takes a peek back at second. And the runner's going, trying to steal the third base bag. The throw is low. Scoop with the third baseman, a one-hop. Tag is applied late. And in stealing is Roger Hoing. Steal of third. Redskins have been successful stealing a few bags here in this game. And now Fort Loramie's got the go-ahead run 90 feet away. The count 2-1 on Colin Lessing. One out. Lessing needs a fly ball. Infield is up snug. Third baseman and shortstop are in on the grass. And Brant Berger's called for a second balk. And the run scores, and Fort Loramie leads 2-1 on a balk by Berger. It is 2-1 Fort Loramie, bottom of the third, one out, none on. Lessing hitting at the plate, 2-1 before the previous pitch was made. The base umpire instructed the runner on third to come home because Berger balked for the second time in this contest. Swing by Lessing, tapped to third to Metz. On 1-2 hops, he charges and fires to first for the out. Two down, Lessing retired third to first. Will Hoing steps in. Fort Loramie Redskins have taken the lead here in the bottom of the third inning, thanks to a double, a steal, and a balk. High school baseball, so many times, is all about manufacturing runs. Will Hoing skies the first pitch to him to center field, and it's going to be a can of corn out there for Adrian Krauskopf, who comes in 3-4 steps and makes the grab for the out. Three innings complete here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 2, Trojans 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. A sun-drenched late afternoon, early evening at the beautiful Fort Loramie Baseball Complex. Redskins 2, Trojans 1, Fort Loramie up on Botkins by a run. Botkins bats here in the top of the fourth inning, trailing by a 2-1 count. Carson Motter, the shortstop, is in hitting. First pitch to him was a ball. Second pitch, chest high strike. Motter singled in his first trip to the plate and eventually scored the Bodkins run. High foul to the right of home plate, and it drifts out of play. One and two. Well, Gabe Hart is in somewhat of a groove. He's now retired. Let's see, six, seven, eight hitters in a row. There's a ground ball smacked to first. Fort Loramie first baseman moves to his right, backhands it, and goes to the bag. Does Calvin Hoing for the out. Two down for Bodkins here in this inning, or I should say a one down. Motter was the first hitter. And now Brant Metz steps in. Motter out, first baseman unassisted.
As you were talking about consecutive outs, Ed, one more.
Metz is stepping into the box, wings from the right side. Third baseman, a senior. Outfield straight away for Metz. Another ground ball toward first, right into the chest of Calvin Hoing again. He spears, goes toward the bag, out number two. How about that? Unassisted twice. Fine plays on the right side of the diamond, but Calvin Hoing of Fort Loramie. Two out for Bodkins in the top of the fourth. Here's Levi Fry, who was hit by a pitch and then thrown out stealing to close out the first inning. Bodkins had scored a run earlier in that frame. Gabe Hart throws a strike outside corner at the knees. Hart is settling in quite nicely now for Fort Loramie out there on the bump. Bouncing ball to third. Scooped up by Sanders. Sanders shoots a throw across the diamond to Hoing. Yep, he got him. Out by a couple of steps. Another outstanding frame for Fort Loramie hurler Gabe Hart. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Redskins 2, Trojans 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last two decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, after a first inning, which took the better part of 20 or 25 minutes or so, we're moving right along now here at Fort Loramie. Bottom of the fourth inning, Fort Loramie batting up by 1-2-1 over Bodkins. Logan Eilerman, Darren Eilerman, and Max Kottner swing for the Redskins in this frame. Each team with a run in the first. Fort Loramie broke the tie with a marker in the bottom of the third, thanks to a double, a steal, and a balk. A two-base hit, a steal, a third, and then a balk by Bodkins pitcher Brant Berger, enabling Roger Hoing to score. Here is Logan Eilerman taking a ball outside the zone. 2-1 lead Fort Loramie. Eilerman 6'4", 6'5". Stands even with the plate. Berger fires. Eilerman lines one to left center. That is a clean hit. Left fielder for Botkin's range is over, cuts it off. Long single to left center field for Logan Eilerman, who tagged that one. Good play in left by Carson Steinke and Botkins to chase down that single and hold Eilerman to first. Here is Darren Eilerman way up in the box. Let's see if Logan might be running. Swing and a foul to the screen. Nothing in one on Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie, which leads 2-1, bottom of the fourth. Weather permitting, Versailles and Rushi play on Saturday afternoon at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark. First pitch at 3. We've got coverage at 2:30. Going is Logan Eilerman. Darren looks at a pitch up under his chin. The throw to second is very wide. Good backup by the shortstop, Motter. Steal of second by Logan Eilerman. Count a ball and a strike on Darren. And I think that's steal number 4 for the Redskins in this game. Runner in scoring position, none out. Logan with a lead of 7 or 8 feet. Pitch to Darren, missed wide. And the count goes to 2-1. 2-1 on Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Logan out at second. Nobody out, Fort Loramie leading. 2-1, bottom of the fourth. Infield up at third, thinking there might be a bunt in play here. Swing and a foul to the screen. And the count goes to 2-2 on Darren Eilerman. Outfield moderately deep. So a safe hit to left or center is going to score Logan Eilerman easily from second base. Berger into the stretch, nearly balks again.
He does.
And it's signaled so by the plate umpire. And that is balk number 3 in this game for Brant Berger. And now the Redskins have an insurance run at third.
Looks like he's getting an explanation from the umpire, maybe about what he did, so maybe he won't do that again.
Now that's 3 balks in this game for Berger of Botkins. Redskins have racked up 4 steals, and now a runner is at third, no one out, 2-2. On Darren Eilerman. Logan Eilerman leads at third base. Pitch to Darren, grounded up the middle, and the draw in infield can't get to it. Motter dove to his left at shortstop, and the ball traveled past him over the bag in the middle of the diamond. Single to center for Darren Eilerman, and it's now 3-1 for Loramie. None out, one on. Bottom of the fourth, Max Kottner comes plateward. That is exactly how you take advantage of an infield, which is playing up tightly. That would have been an out had the infield been at normal depth. Shortstop would have made the play, moving toward the second base bag. But with the shortstop Motter up on the edge of the grass, that ball snaked through the middle of the diamond off the bat of Darren Eilerman. And he's stealing. Berger steps off the mound. Do we have a balk? Maybe we do. The runner is tagged out between first and second, but the base umpire says it's another balk.
He never stepped off the rubber on that one, I don't believe.
It all has to do with that leg. And in the judgment of the umpire, the one leg of the pitcher, Berger, broke that plane between the rubber and the first base line, and if that happens, you've got to come toward the mound. And Berger swung that leg toward the plate, but then delivered a throw to first in the pickoff attempt. And down at second now is Darren Eilerman. Kottner with a 1-0 count. Another runner in scoring position. Here's a steal of third. The pitch was high. The throw to third is high. Eilerman's under the tag safely. And Fort Loramie now has a fourth run at third base, leading 3-1. No one out. 1-1 count on Kottner here in the bottom of the fourth. So Bodkins, at times during this game, has been its own worst enemy. Fort Loramie's taken advantage of four balks and four steals. Foul ball out of play to the right on the 1-1 count to make it 1-2 on Kottner. If he can deliver a fly ball, Fort Loramie will score again. Infield's up tightly. Breaking pitch from Berger, high and away. Count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Kottner for Fort Loramie. None out, runner at third. Redskins leading 3-1, bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Kottner is down on strikes. He waved at one upstairs. Maverick Krutich steps in for the third time in this game. He's grounded to short and walked. 3-1 Fort Loramie, one out bottom of the fourth. Grudich squared to bunt the ball. Might have been a safety squeeze play on. He brought the bat back, took it wide for a ball. And the runner, Darren Eilerman, stayed close at third. The count of ball and no strikes on Grudich, who swings, slaps a ground ball to third. Nice play by Metz. Metz from his knees makes a wide throw to first. Then here's a return throw to the plate, and it's ruled safe. Oh, is it close? Oh, is it close? Botkin's bench not happy. Ground ball to third off the bat of Grudich. Metz went to the ground to smother it. Shot a throw to first to Schuler, who came off the bag to catch it. Safe there. Throw to the plate to try and nip Darren Eilerman. Was nearly in time. Oh, it was tight. One of those 50-50 calls at home. I thought he might have been out. Here's another steal attempt by Fort Loramie. Throw down to second is short. It short hops the second baseman and can't make the tag in time. And Fort Loramie is running on Bodkins now. Steal of second by Grudich. So Grudich reached on the ground ball to third. Actually, it was an E5 on the throw. Here's a low inside pitch to the hitter. Dylan Sanders gets away from the catcher and going on down to third base is Grudich for Fort Loramie. Redskins are just circling the bases now with runners without the aid of stringing together base hits. Count on Sanders, 2-0. Redskins now lead it 4-1. In the bottom of the fourth, pitch to Sanders, who's up in the box. Curveball strike, just below the belt on the outside corner. 2-1 on Sanders. Another run for Fort Loramie, 90 feet away. Sanders squares to bunt, safety squeeze, fouled it to the screen, and it's 2-2. Good play call in that situation. If you can get it down, once that ball is about to land in the field of play, boy, that runner on third who gets a good secondary lead breaks for home, and you can score more often than not. There's a high pitch to Sanders, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Sanders, one out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. Redskins, who once trailed 1-0, now lead it 4-1. Sanders swings, bloops the ball over Motter's head at short, into left center field for a base hit. And racing home with another run for Fort Loramie is Maverick Grudich. RBI single by Sanders to left. And the lead now swells to 5-1. Ball was not hit sharply, but it was well placed. One out for Fort Loramie. Runner on first, bottom of the fourth. One down for Calvin Hoying, who looks away at a pitch. One and nothing. Berger's control has begun to fail him somewhat here in the last inning or two. He's falling behind on the batters. Short lead at first. Another steal attempt for Fort Loramie. Pitch was a ball. Throw goes into center field. Runner for Fort Loramie gets up off the ground. Digs hard for third. He's in without a throw. Steal. Dylan Sanders. E on the catcher. And Fort Loramie taking advantage now of Bodkin's miscues here in the fourth inning. Steals by the Redskins. That's at least five by my count, maybe as many as six. There have been four balks by the pitcher Berger. Error just occurred by Bodkins. Swing and a high pop fly around home plate and foul ground. Bodkins' catcher retreats, makes a nice play back toward the screen. Good effort by Levi Fry, who reaches up and reels it in. Two outs now for Fort Loramie. Wynn was swirling that ball around behind Fry, who gauged it and made the catch. Runner for Fort Loramie sticks at third. And this is Roger Hoying stepping in now for the Redskins to try to tack on another run. Sanders parked down at third base, two down. In the bottom of the fourth, Fort Loramie in the lead. 5-1. Three-run fourth inning for the Redskins. Berger stretches. 1-0 pitch comes toward the plate. Swing and a foul off the shin guard of the catcher. And it's a ball and a strike. 1-1. On Roger Hoying of Fort Loramie. Two down, bottom of the fourth. Redskins ahead by four now. Entered the inning up 2-1. Now it's 5-1. There's a pitch above the letters. 2-1 on Roger Hoying. Hoying's had a good day at the plate. The cleanup hitter for the Redskins has singled and doubled. He's knocked in a run, stolen a base as well. Swing and a looping foul out of play between home and first. Count 2-2 on Roger Hoying. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redskins have a runner at third. Up four. Hoying needs a two-out base hit to bring in Dylan Sanders. The pitch by Berger. Another foul to the right. Coming back toward the press box here between home and first. You may have heard the thud as it hit the press box down below us. Count holds at 2-2. Scoreboard's got twos lit up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third, Sanders for Fort Loramie, who singled. Came around on a steal and an error. Here's a ball chopped on 1-2 hops to moderate shortstop for Bodkins. He gloves, throws on to the first baseman, yes, for the out. And Fort Loramie is finally retired here in the fourth, not before. The Redskins tally three runs to take a 5-1 lead. We go to the fifth. Fort Loramie 5, Bodkins 1 on scores broadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
We move to the top of the fifth here at Fort Loramie. Redskins in front of Botkins by a 5-1 count. Trojans come to plate here in the top of the fifth inning with Corey Koenig, Brant Berger, and Phil Hall batting for Botkins. There's a line drive foul in between the third base coaching box and the bag. Off the bat of Koenig, the right fielder, sophomore for the Trojans, who trail by a 5-1 count here in the top of the fifth inning. Gabe Hart approaching 60 pitches for Fort Loramie. He's in good shape with regard to the pitch count, which is up in the vicinity of 120. He's been picking up steam ever since the first inning, and the count here is 1-2 as he buzzes a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. 1-2 on Koenig. The windup by Hart. The pitch, a low outside curve, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nice job by Hart, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, who gave up a run in the first. There was a base hit in that inning. Not a safe hit since. In fact, he retired three in a row in the fourth, three in a row in the third, three in a row in the second, and he got the last hitter out in the first. Here is a hit batsman as Berger, the pitcher for Botkins, is nicked. He's down at first. Berger hit by a pitch. Phil Hall, the freshman DH, steps in here for Botkins. He leans forward in the front of the box. A lead down at first for Berger. Hart stretches, pitches. Foul fly to right. Down the line, out of play. Nothing and one on Hall. Gabe Hart in a groove now for Fort Loramie, although he did just hit Berger. But as I noted, he had retired quite a few in a row during one stretch, fanning three out of four. Pitch to the plate to Hall, low and outside, a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Hall, one out for Botkins here in the top of the fifth. And Fort Loramie leads 5-1. Botkins pitcher at first base, short lead. Hart into a stretch. Winds and deals. Ball skied to right along the line. Long run for the Fort Loramie right fielder. It is out of play. Darren Eilerman couldn't catch up with it. He zipped over toward the fence. The ball bounced up against it. And it's a one ball, two strike count. Hart ahead in the count against Hall. One on, one out for Botkins. Top of the fifth inning. Hart looks over his shoulder at first, whips a fastball in there, and late swinging is Hall, the batter. He is out on strikes. Second time he's K'd in this game. Elijah Shuler steps in. Shuler is the first baseman for Bodkins. Two more strikeouts racked up in this inning by Hart. Ooh, that curveball froze the hitter. A big bender. Swirled in and over. Inside corner of the plate. Shuler looked at it. No balls and a strike on him. Two down, runner at first for Bodkins, top of the fifth. Hart throws one low and away, a ball and a strike, 1-1. We're in the top of the fifth. Bodkins trails Fort Loramie, 5-1. Bodkins led after the top half of the first, 1-0. That's when the Trojans got their only hit in this game, a single by Carson Motter. Hart fires, swing and a miss, a good rip at the plate. But coming up empty was the batter, Shuler, and he's down, a ball and two strikes.
Hart's got that nice mix between, you know, an off-speed pitch and then comes back with a blazing fastball.
Boy, he is throwing free and easy right now. There's a high hard one, cut on and missed by Shuler. He's out on strikes. Good job by Hart. Top of the fifth inning. Bodkins retired. Lone base runner hit by a pitch. That was Berger. Bodkins with just one hit through five, and Fort Loramie leads 5-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Brant Berger back on the mound for the Bodkins Trojans, bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie comes calling again after having scored three times in the fourth to expand a 2-1 lead to 5-1. Each team tallied a run in the opening frame. It was 1-1 after one. It was still 1-1 heading to the third. Fort Loramie broke the tie with a run in the bottom of the third and added three in the bottom of the fourth. And the lead has swollen down to 5-1 Redskins, who have taken advantage of four Brant Berger balks in this game, five steals by my count. There have been at least a couple of Bodkins errors. And hitting here is Colin Lessing for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth. He has singled in this game so far and been out third to first. Count on Lessing is 0-2 to start the bottom of the fifth for Fort Loramie. Nothing and two on Lessing, right-hand batter. Bat high overhead. He swings it around, ready for the pitch from Berger. Ball is grounded toward third. Nice play by the Botkins third baseman, who throws wide at first. Schuler comes off the bag and snatches the ball, applies the tag on Lessing, and he is out. The play goes from Metz to Schuler, the first baseman for Botkins. One away for the Redskins in the bottom of the fifth. Will Hoing steps in. Hoing was safe on an error by the Botkins catcher earlier in this game. Tough play, a pop-up in front of the plate, went in and out of the mitt of Fry. And then Hoing in his second trip flied to center. It's an 0-ball, one-strike count here on Hoing with one down, bottom of the fifth, and Fort Loramie leading 5-1. Brant Berger doesn't really use the traditional windup motion. He stretches and pitches, and there's a ball banged right back up the middle. Base hit to center field by Will Hoing of Fort Loramie. That was about as hard a ball as been hit all day long right there. Hoing singles to center. Logan Eilerman steps in. And here's where Botkins has had trouble all day with runners aboard. Balks and stolen bases have haunted the Trojans. Hoing with the lead at first. Pitch misses high and away.
It's another.
And lo and behold, it's ruled a balk again. Just as I say the word, it happens once more. Well, that's something that the Botkins pitcher has got to get rectified over the course of the next start or two. Runner at second for Fort Loramie with one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Will Hoing singled, was balked to second. Logan Eilerman has a ball on him. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Botkins down to six outs in this game. Trailing 5-1, Will Hoing with a lead of 10 feet or so at second. The pitch is nubbed to the mound to Berger. Berger immediately spins and throws to first. Schuler catches, then drops the ball as he reached into the mitt to grab the ball and flip it across the diamond, but he had completed the play at first base. No harm, no foul, so to speak. Runner out at first, two away for Fort Loramie. Advancing to third was Will Hoing. Here is Darren Eilerman, who looks at a strike. Letters outside corner. Nothing and one on Darren. Way up in the box. Here's a ball stroke down the left field line, hooking foul by about 3 or 4 feet. Ball hit pretty solidly by Darren Eilerman just outside the line. And the count goes to two strikes on Darren. Bottom of the fifth, Fort Loramie 5, Botkins 1. Berger, the pitcher for Botkins, ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Darren. Ball lined into right center, over the head of Lenhart, the second baseman for the Trojans, in for a hit. And strolling home with the Redskins' sixth run is Will Hoing. Nice single, Darren Eilerman into right. And the lead increases to 6-1, Redskins, in the bottom of the fifth. Max Kottner steps in. We'll try to run down the Redskins' hit totals for you in a moment. Steal of second base by Fort Loramie is good, and the throw is very wide. It's beyond the reach of Lenhart, the second baseman, into center field, and Darren Eilerman darts around to third base. And with two out, he's at third. Bottom of the fifth, a ball on Kottner. Redskins have had hits here in this game from Dylan Sanders, A couple from Roger Hoing. Here's a ground ball to third. It's scooped up by the third baseman. Low throw, short hop, Schuler at first. He can't hang on. Another run scores. E5 on the throw. Kottner safe at first. And the lead expands to 7-1. Back to the top of the order in Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie. Here's Berger into the stretch. Fires. Low and inside for a ball. And Dylan Sanders has a hit in this game. Roger Hoing's got a couple. Lessing's got a hit. Will Hoing a hit. Logan Eilerman a base knock. A hit for Darren Eilerman. One for Kottner. Base knock spread evenly throughout the Redskins lineup in this game. Count is 2-0 on Grudich. In the bottom of the fifth, Fort Loramie leading 7-1. Another steal attempt. The throw down, not in time. In easily is Kottner. And Mike, I have lost track. Another steal attempt by the Redskins. Got to be 6 or 7.
I believe it's 7.
Two balls and a strike, 2-1. Berger winds, fires. That's above the letters, 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Grudich. It has been a day of stolen bases by Fort Loramie and a handful of balks by the left-hander Berger of Bodkins. Curveball is outside. Ball 4. He walked Grudich. Runners at first and second. Dylan Sanders steps in, wears 4-3 on his back. 43. Base on balls for Grudich is on down at first. Max Kottner is at second. Two down for the Redskins, bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Sanders, way high, and it's a ball. I'll check with Mr. Wisner down here to our left. Brant Berger's got to be approaching 100 pitches on the game, I would think.
He has 85.
I was a little high in that guess. Sanders looks at a pitch. Ooh, just in off the corner. The battery for Botkins. Berger and Fry wanted that one. Did not get it. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Sanders for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Redskins lead 7-1. Sanders takes a strike. Two balls, one strike on him. First and second for the Redskins. Two down, bottom of the fifth. Berger into the stretch. Looks back at second. Sanders swings. It's a ground ball toward Motter. It's short. Motter about 8 feet from the second base bag. Shovels onto Lenhart, covering for the force. And the inning is over. But the Redskins play add-on and score a couple more to extend the lead to 7-1 over Bodkins at the end of 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
It has been a very efficient pitching performance by Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie. He's right around the 70 pitch mark on this game. He's ahead in the count 0-2 on Kraskop, the center fielder for Botkins, as we start the sixth with Fort Loramie in front by a score of 7-1. And there is strike three called. The 1-2 pitch was in on the outside corner just above the belt. Strikeout number six for Gabe Hart. One down for Botkins here in the top of the sixth inning. Trojans down to five outs. Hunter Lenhart, who's been out twice on a ground ball to second and a pop-up to third, steps in and yanks a foul on the ground to the right. Left-hand hitter is Lenhart. One down for Botkins, top of the sixth frame. Outfield for Lenhart, swings around to the right. Hart fires a fastball up and away. It will be very interesting to see over the next few games what Fort Loramie's rotation does look like. Redskins have thrown several hurlers already in this opening week. There's a ground ball by Lenhart, stabbed at the mound on a good play by Hart. Snaps a throw off to first, out. Two away for Botkins here in the top of the sixth. Carson Motter comes to the plate, and he possesses the only hit for Botkins in this game, a single back in the first. Only base knock on the day for Botkins was a single by Carson Motter, second batter of this contest. He takes a pitch low for a ball. Gabe Hart really started to pick up steam after that first inning. He's been on a roll ever since. And he's allowed just one base runner since the first. That was a hit batsman. His opposite number, Brant Berger, pitcher for Botkins, was nicked on the shoulder of the fifth inning. The count is a strike and two balls on Motter with two down in the top of the sixth inning here for Botkins. Fort Loramie leading 7-1. Hart's got his sign from his catcher. Fires a fastball in there. And Motter spanks a line drive to right. It is in the hands of Darren Heilerman right in his mitt. That ball was hammered. Tough luck piece of batting for Carson Motter. He is out on a liner to right field as Fort Loramie had him played perfectly. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie Redskins 7. Botkins Trojans 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie batting with a lead of 7-1. 7-1 Redskins up to six. Botkins opened up the scoring in the first when the Trojans got their only base hit of this game. That was Bamatter. He came around to score. Since then, Fort Loramie has played at 7 unanswered. Redskins bat bottom of the sixth inning on top by a count of 7-1. One of our new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Leadoff hitter, bottom of the sixth for Fort Loramie, drives the ball on the ground between the third baseman and the bag. It is a base hit for Fort Loramie. And that, I believe, Mike, was Calvin Hoying, who started the frame?
That is correct.
Singled by Hoying between third and first. I tell you what, numerous players throughout this Fort Loramie lineup have gotten safe hits in this game. Bouncing ball to moderate short. He feeds Lenhart for one of the force. The relay to Schuler, not in time. One out at second. Roger Hoying grounds to shortstop. Calvin Hoying forced at short. And now Colin Lessing will step in with one down, one on. We're in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 7-1 game in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball nubbed toward third, gets past the third baseman, shortstop Motter gloves, throws on to Schuler for the out, two away for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Looks like we have a substitution coming in.
Will Hoying is the scheduled batter for the Redskins. And Ruenkamp steps in to pinch hit for him. So Ruenkamp swings for the Redskins with a runner at second and two out in the bottom of the sixth. And Fort Loramie in the lead by a score of 7-1. Brant Berger's gone all the way for Botkins. Give the young man credit. He has tried his very best to keep Fort Loramie at bay. He's not been hit hard, but the Trojans have made a number of mistakes which have cost them dearly in this contest. The count is 1-0 on Ruenkamp, and it's now 2-0 as that pitch is low and away on him. Two balls, no strikes, and Will Ruenkamp, a senior. Berger nods his head toward catcher Fry, throws low and inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on the pinch hitter Ruenkamp for Fort Loramie. Two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Redskins lead 7-1 in this Shelby County Athletic League High School Baseball Contest. Botkins entered the game 0-1, Fort Loramie 1-1, with a league victory over Anna already under its belt. Strike called to Ruenkamp. 3-1. Botkins has struck out 7 times at the plate in this game, has had just 1 hit, and will bring Metz, Fry, and Koenig at bat in the top of the 7th. Hard ground ball by Ruenkamp to 3rd. Gloved by Metz, but then he short hops the first baseman Schuler, and the ball skips over his glove. run scores for Fort Loramie. And dancing around first, down to second base goes Ruenkamp for the Redskins. And that's an E5 on the throw. And for Bodkins in this game, that is unofficially error number 5. There have been at least 4 balks, maybe a 5th. I've lost track. A number of Fort Loramie stolen bases. At least a half dozen. 1 ball, no strike count on the hitter for the Redskins, who fouls high in the air, out of play to the right. That is Logan Eilerman. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1-1 on him. Fort Loramie's hit the ball well enough. Redskins have not tagged many hard shots in this game. They've had a few placed extremely well. Pitch is high to Eilerman above the strike zone, and it's 2-1. Runner at second, 2 out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the 6th, Redskins 8, Bodkins 1. Fort Loramie scored in every inning of this game but the 2nd. Another high pitch for Berger, who's starting to struggle with his control. That pitch well up and out of the strike zone. 2-1 count here on Eilerman. Two and one on Logan. He swings, hits one off the fist along the right field line. Right fielder coming on for Bodkins, gets a glove on it, and the ball sprays off his mitt into foul ground. It was not played out there by Koenig, and it's Logan Eilerman racing all the way around second to third as the ball hit the right fielder's mitt and bounced off into foul ground. That's an E9 for the Bodkins right fielder. And it's been a series of misplays with the Trojans, who now trail 9-1 in this game with 2 out in the bottom of the 6th inning.
I went back and counted, and that's, in my estimate, 7.
7 errors for the Trojans. There's a strike called on the inside corner to Darren Eilerman. Runner at third for Fort Loramie. Coach Sanders has been very busy down there in the third base box. There's a looping liner over the head of Lenhart into right center field. A base hit for Fort Loramie again. And it's now 10-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. And should the Redskins somehow or other plate this runner at first, that would end the game. It would be a 10-run spread here in the bottom of the 6th. And it would be curtains for this game via the 10-run rule. Here is Max Kottner swinging, lofting a very high fly ball along the left field line. Left fielder running hard. It's foul by a couple of feet. No balls and a strike on Kottner. Yeah, Fort Loramie has had, I think, around 10 safe hits in this game. Redskins have been busy at the plate, got off to a slow start. Only had a run through the first 2 innings, 3 runs after 3. But Fort Loramie scored 8 in the last 3 frames. Swing and a foul ball wide of third off the bat of Kottner. No balls and 2 strikes on him. Nothing in 2 on Kottner. The runner at first, short lead. Pitch high. A ball and 2 strikes. Berger's gone the route for Bodkins. He's got to be in excess of 100 pitches now.
I think he is just coming up to 100 as we speak here.
Pitch to the plate, very low and inside. And it's a wild pitch to the backstop. Runner down to second for Fort Loramie. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2, 2 outs, bottom of the 6th, the Redskins 10, Bodkins 1. Boy, this game started slowly for Fort Loramie. In fact, Botkins had a 1-0 lead heading into the bottom of the first. It's been all Redskins ever since. Pitch to Kotner, sprayed foul, out of play to the right. Still 2-2. Darren Eilerman in scoring position at second. A base knock here by Kotner would end this game. That would take the difference to 10. And we would call it a night. Here's the pitch on the play to Kotner. Swing, line drive, off the glove of the shortstop, Motter. And holding up at third is Eilerman. Coach Sanders had the stop sign in play before Eilerman got to the bag. And I think that was perhaps a case of sportsmanship.
It may have been. I will say that ball was hit hard. Shortstop almost made a wonderful play on it. He did get a glove on it.
First and third for Fort Loramie, two out in the bottom of the sixth. That was Kotner's second hit of this game. Eilerman's got a couple, Darren. Logan's got one. Here is a swing and a miss at the plate. Fort Loramie substituting freely. I don't believe that is Maverick Grudich, who's in there now, batting, as Fort Loramie has made a number of changes. Count a ball and a strike on the new hitter for Fort Loramie. High, 2-1. As I scramble to find my Fort Loramie roster, pardon me for a quick second. May take longer than a quick second. There's a ground ball to third. Metz gloves right at his waist. Accurate throw to Schuler for the out. Inning over. Redskins play add-on again. Three more for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the sixth. Redskins extend the lead to 10-1 as we go to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Alex Berger on the mound now for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh inning. And he retired the first man on a fly ball to center. That was Brant Metz. Then Levi Fry drills a hard ground ball through the box into center. A one-out base wrap for Botkins here in the top of the seventh, trailing Fort Loramie 10-1. And stepping in now is Corey Koenig, the right fielder for Botkins, which is down by nine here in the top of the seventh frame. In the last three innings, Fort Loramie has scored 3, 2, and 3 runs.
So it looks like we have a substitution. Bueller, I believe, is in.
Batting for Botkins is Bueller, pinch hitting here at the plate, with Fort Loramie on top, but nine. There's a ball skied to third. It's going to be caught by Sanders. He comes down from the bag about 10 or 12 feet, catches, infield pop out off the bat of Bueller of Botkins. Two away here in the top of the seventh. Botkins down to one out. Trojans have been two hit here today. Excuse me. Real good pitching by Gabe Hart, who picked up steam after the first. He allowed just one hit in six innings to Gabe Hart for Fort Loramie. And on here in the seventh is Berger. Here's a ground ball top to third. And coming in is Sanders, tries to one-hand it, can't. That would probably be scored as an infield base hit. So Botkins has runners at first and second with two down. That was Brant Berger, the pitcher for Botkins, who reaches safely. We'll give him the infield single. And Phil Hall steps in with two on, two out for Botkins in the top of the seventh. Here's a high curveball, smacked toward short. The shortstop fields for Fort Loramie, reaches for the bag, tags it just in the nick of time. Nice play out there by the Redskins' Krutich. And the last out of this game is retired. Botkins leaves two on in the seventh, doesn't score. In fact, Fort Loramie blanks Botkins over the last six. And Fort Loramie wins at 10-1 in this Shelby County Athletic League contest here at Fort Loramie this evening. We'll return to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie 10, Botkins 1 tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us is far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors, three, which are with us for just Fort Loramie Games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Thanks in Rushi to Francis Manufacturing, a new underwriting sponsor, Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulte Company, and the Jewelry Barn. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, a longtime 12-year sponsor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the industry's clear choice, Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, we've got you covered, Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com, LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We couldn't have gotten started way back 17 years ago without the support from LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy, delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, which is coming up in a moment, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. New and used machines, parts, and service, the CNC solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence, SecureCom in Minster. Online at SecureCom.com, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Masterful pitching performance, Mike McGabe Hart. Struck out seven, only gave up one hit in six innings of work, and that hit was back in the first inning.
It was. He got stronger as the night went on. So because of that pitching, I think we're going to go with him for the Clancy Star of the Game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877- 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. Glad you could join us for our game today. Our initial scoresbroadcast.com presentation of high school baseball. Fort Loramie defeating Botkins 10-1. Unofficially, Fort Loramie 10 runs, 11 hits. Botkins a run, 3 hits. Two of those hits came in the 7th, 1 in the 1st. When Botkins jumped on top by a score of 1-0, and then Fort Loramie eventually got on a roll, scoring 8 runs in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings. And I think, Mike, by my count, 7 or 8 of the 9 starters for Fort Loramie got base hits in this game.
Yeah.
Good even production throughout the lineup.
It was.
Our next coverage of high school baseball is coming up on Saturday, weather permitting, 3 o'clock first pitch, airtime 2:30, from the Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark. It will be Rushi against Versailles. The next Thursday night, we are at Houston. Anna plays Houston in a Shelby County Athletic League contest. And then 1 week from Saturday, April 8th, the day before Easter, Minster and Fort Loramie play at 10 o'clock at Wapakoneta in a Saturday weekend event. I think there are 3 games set. The first of the 3 is Fort Loramie and Minster. Should be a very good game, on the air at 9:30 that Saturday morning. That's 1 week from this Saturday. That's the itinerary for the next 10 days or so. I'm not going to go out any further simply because the weather may play havoc with it. And we'll take a look at league standings and who's hot and who's not, and determine what games we will cover after the first few weeks. A lot of fun here today. Fort Loramie got off to a slow start and then rallied, came on strong. Botkins, just too many miscues to overcome. A series of balks, several errors.
Bunch of errors.
Those things pile up, and Fort Loramie was able to advance base runners at times without getting base hits.
A lot of unearned runs in this game. So,
oh yes, I bet most all of Fort Loramie's runs were unearned. When you factor in the errors and the balks, probably all but one or two were unearned for the Redskins. Nonetheless, that's how you score in high school baseball. Quite often, you manufacture runs.
And that is the very, very much being the truth.
The little things add up, and Fort Loramie played a more efficient game today for sure. Our star of the game, Gabe Hart, with a solid pitching performance. He threw 6 under 100 pitches and struck out 7. Gave up a hit in the 1st, and that was the only base knock he allowed.
And threw strong. Yeah, like I said, very nice mix of off-speed and then followed up with a fastball. Catch those batters off guard. So great pitching.
Join us on Saturday at 2:30, weather permitting. It's Rushi and Versailles from the Dayton Dragons Day Air Ballpark. First pitch at 3, airtime 2:30. Thanks to our great online audience, which joined us for coverage here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Mike Wick alongside. I'm Jack Kramer, bidding you good evening from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins defeat the Trojans by a final count of 10-1.
Drive safe, everybody.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the
region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.